Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call of destiny and the purpose of God in our lives. And when we walk by faith and not by sight, we see the demonstrations of God's power, making us, molding us, shaping us, transforming us, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth, and faith to faith. We go from dimension to dimension in God as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're going to be encouraged in this 15-minute empowerment in your process of faith, your walk of faith, in your everyday life. The things that you go through, the things that God does in your life that relate, that you can take the word and relate it to your everyday life and how situations happen, but God will allow his will and his word to be the forefront, or to be the measurement and the rod that you live by, that you walk by. It will be the statue of truth. It will be that which leads you along with the Holy Spirit in the will of God, the perfect will of God. And as you grow in God, as you grow in his word, as you apply that and live that by faith, trusting God obediently, you will see yourself move in dimensions. You'll see yourself grow. You'll see yourself mature and become more and more like him. God always chooses unlikely people for his purpose and his plan, people that we would not choose ourselves, but he chooses us knowing that as we are chosen by him, we are going to be transformed by his will. We're going to be the salt. We're going to be the light because his spirit lives inside of us. So it's a wonderful thing when God chooses an individual, when he chooses a family, a tribe, or a nation for his glory. He gets the glory out of them. We're going to go back and we're going to look back into destiny. We started this series of faith and destiny. We're going to go back again and look into destiny and try to finish up today our destiny part so that next week we can start back on faith again and just begin to just explore faith some more and build ourselves up in faith. If there's ever a time that we should walk by faith and not by sight, this is a time for the believer to really walk by faith and not by what you see, not by what's going on around you, not by what the enemy's saying, but what God is saying concerning his people and the church. When we look at 1 Corinthians 5 and 17, and the scripture that we're coming out of, that we're basically building on, is Romans 3, 5 through 7, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him," talking about God, "and he," God, "will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Some Bibles say shun evil. So we're coming from that basic, that foundation scripture that says, in everything that we do, we're to acknowledge God. Now, 1 Corinthians 5, 7 through 7, 5 and 17 says, lets us know that here about what Christ has done for us and how that result of what he's done has affected our life, imparted into our life what we need. And because of that, now the life that we live is patterned after God, after Jesus Christ. Paul is the one who's written this, and basically he presents the results of Christ's death for the believer. And for the believer, he lets us understand that that because of what Christ has done, we are united with Christ both in death and resurrection, that we participate in the new creation because of Jesus Christ, and we receive the benefits of restoration by Christ and what God has given and was originally given through creation, that the intent of what God had in mind did not stop because of the sin, that God still had a plan in mind, he still had a purpose, and it was going to be more than what the enemy could understand, because now the Spirit of God was going to dwell in the hearts of man, the spirit of man. So we see that Christ paid the debt once and for all. Every Christian must understand that destiny and the primary purpose of life is to glorify God. That's our primary purpose in life, to glorify God. Every Christian believer should understand that, to make God known in the earth, to make God's name great, to enlarge him, to amplify him, because the enemy's desire is to take the name, the knowledge, the spirit, the life of God out of the earth completely, that no one would talk about him, know him, love him, serve him, hope in him, believe in him. So he wants to remove God completely from the face of the earth, and that's the Antichrist spirit, to wipe out God's name, God's spirit, God's life completely. But you can't do that because God is the creator of everything. Everything came from him, so you cannot wipe God out. You cannot kill God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Everything comes from him. He's the source of everything. So the enemy's plan is very flawed because you can't do that. God is always going to win. He's always going to be the head. He's always going to come out on top. He's always going to be victorious, and his people will. I don't care what we face. In the end, we know that we are winners. We know that we are overcomers. We know that in this very present life, we triumph through and the name of Jesus Christ and in the name of Jesus Christ. All things have become new for the believer, and the life that we live now is a changed life because of Christ and because of what we have been transformed into his likeness. Instead of everlasting damnation, we have received everlasting life, and we have values and morals that are connected and tied to the will and the word of God. So when we look at the world, we don't look at the world with the same eyes. We look at the world through the eyes of faith because of what we believe and what we know about our God and his word. We look knowing that all things are possible because we believe, because in all of our ways we acknowledge him. We're not trying to be wise in our own eyes. We understand that he holds our destiny, and he's the one who's the author and the finisher of our faith, of our life. And because he is, we trust that where he's leading us and where he's taking us is always going to be good. And no matter what we face, we're going to come out on top. We're going to come out winning. We're going to come out with an overcoming testimony that we're adding to, and we're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to do that because we understand that our destiny is tied to God. God's destiny for us will always lead us to a fulfilled life. In other words, we're going to fulfill what he told us. Romans 12, verses 4 through 8, if we had the time to read it, will let us know that as a human body is united with many members and each having its own function, it is the same way in the body of Christ. In the natural body, every part of us has a function. Well, it is in the spirit realm. We have a function. We have a call. And when we walk in that, we're going to give God glory. The church is to unite. Is a united body. We're supposed to be united with Jesus Christ and united with each other. And we're under the headship of Jesus Christ. He's ahead of us. And because he's ahead of us and he's already paid the price, he knows the destiny. He knows the destiny he has for the church. He knows the direction he wants the church to go. And he knows what direction and what destiny he has for us individually. But it all works together because of what he's done for us. The gifts which are our God-given abilities, we use these even to build up the body of Christ. God uses everything about us, our going to school, our choices in life. God uses all of those things for his glory. He uses it to shape our destiny. Some things we think we just chose, but God put certain desires in us for. If we love medicine and love us dealing with certain things, then God put that desire in us because he's going to use it for his glory and his honor and his praise. So we have giftings that were given to us that are part of our destiny and our call that God uses for his glory. I'm not going to be able to stay the 15 minutes today, but I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged, and I want you to have a great worship service. We'll be back next week for faith, and we're going to go further in our walk. God bless you.